Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were under significant pressure today, with corn down 4 to 5 cents, soybeans trading down 4 to 8 cents, and then wheat skidded into the close, down 5 to 8 cents there. This is the last Monday and Tuesday of the 2013 year, so there is some fund repositioning. It was thought today that funds were selling some of that soybean position and then adding to their corn and wheat position to the short side. There was a survey released today of traders. All of the majority of traders think that the grains could still continue to go lower, even though they've sold off significantly to this point. So in 2014, the average guess is that things will still trade lower for several reasons. One of them is it looks like South America is going to have a pretty decent crop. And then here in the U.S., of course, we had a pretty decent crop this last year. So you combine all those things, and the world seems to be have an ample supply of grain at this point. Now, if you look at some of the moving averages and the technical supports, March soybeans hit $13 today, went to $12.99 and a half, and actually rebounded and rallied nicely. Wheat futures continue to make new lows here and continue to be oversold. And then corn, about 5 cents off their lows in March corn, which is 418, they're at 423 and a half.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
This morning's weekly export report was considered bearish for the corn, beans, and wheat. Corn exports are 24.9 million bushels, below the low end of the range, which is 27 to 32. Wheat exports were 13.4 million, also below the range of 17 to 22. And then beans were at the low end at 43.2, where we were looking for 42 to 49. The overall consensus with that negative export report just confirmed what we've kind of already known. The market's going to start slowing down the exports here in the U.S. and shift to South America. That, with the rains they're getting in South America, that's also a little bit negative. And then if you look at the prospects for what's 2014's got to offer for grain traders, there's a survey released that showed that most people think that all three of the grains, corn, wheat, and beans, could continue lower. Now, you have huge net short positions, record net short positions, actually, for corn and wheat. They act like that they're going to keep adding to those short positions, driving it down until something changes. Now, we also know that once the funds get leaning one way or the other, they eventually have to get out, and that'll drive the market up or down according to whatever they have to do to get out. So we're looking for that, but right now it looks like the overall bear market is strong.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, December live cattle were up 55 cents at 134.40. January feeders were up 27 at 167.27. And February lean hogs closed down 67 cents today at 84.97. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was down 8.5 cents at 635 3/4. In the row crops, Chicago March corn down 4 cents at 423 1/2, and January soybeans were off 3 1/4 cents at 1328 1/4. March cotton was up 54 points and closed at 84.66 cents per pound. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.